There's a story told, sort of a traditional view, that immersers never remember their childhoods. That's obviously not true. People say it as a way to stress the strangeness of the immer. It's not true, but it is the case that I, and most of the immersers I've known, have casual or vague or discombobulated memories of when we were small. I don't think it's a mystery. I think it's a corollary of our mindsets, the way we think, those of us who want to go into the out. Here. One other time in my childhood, I was in the company of hosts. One morning, in the third monthling of July, I was called to a meeting. It was Dad Shemmy they sent to fetch me. He squeezed my shoulder as he pointed me into one of the nursery's scruffy paperwork and debt space-filled offices. It was Mum Sulphur's room, and I'd not been in it before. Mostly Terratech, though a boxy bio-rigged bin was quietly eating her rubbish. Sulphur was older, kind, distracted, knew me by name, which she did not all my shift siblings. She beckoned me, obviously uneasy. Behind her desk with her was Dad Renshaw, a relatively new, thoughtful, and teacherly shift father, who smiled at me. And to my astonishment, the third person waiting for me was Bren.
"You're needed," Bren said to me. "The hosts need you, and again, for some reason, it's ended up going through me. They're trying to prepare something. They're having a debate. A few of them are convinced they can make their point clearly by comparison."
He watched to see if I followed.
"They've sort of thought of one, but the events it describes haven't happened. Do you understand what that means? They want to make it speakable. So they need to organize it. Quite precisely. It involves a human girl."
He smiled.
"You see why I asked for you."
I suppose he didn't know any other children.